And then the fourth paragraph that says, no good's going to come to my life until I first accept my devastating weakness and all its consequences. Not admit. Admit is something done with reluctance. I had to figure that out. See, you catch me in a lie, I'll admit it. But that doesn't mean I accept I'm a liar. You see, there's a big difference between accepting something and admitting something, and I had to understand that struggle. I can admit many things, especially when I'm in trouble. Oh, you should have done this, you should have done that. Yeah, you're right, I should have done that. Are you going to help me now? Because I'll admit it, it's on the idea that you're going to help me fix whatever it is that I'm having to admit to. But to accept that I'm injured and that I can't go to me for my life, that I run the risk if I do go to me to go into trauma for my life, and therefore I have an unreasoned distortion of judgment. That kind of element, that kind of surrender, accepting is what I'm going through. Surrender is a state of mind that I'm always in, and I'm always getting to the next level. The relative scale of it, though, is I used to surrender to drugs and alcohol. Now I'm surrendering to fear of having someone hurt me, or fear of not having that deal go through, or fear that socially people aren't going to accept me. Those are normal, average fears that I can learn to deal with. What I can't deal with for me as an alcoholic is abnormal fears, and that's when I'm in a trauma state in that warped mind. See, I carry this warped mind wherever I go. It's a self-talking mind. I'll give you some indicators of it for me, you know. It's talking all the time. It's talking in the room right now to me. And it talks about you, whoever you are. It tells me things about what you're doing, where you're going, where you've been, and whether or not I want to know you without you saying a word.